The proposal would also eliminate life sentences without parole for inmates convicted of a crime committed when they were under the age of 18. Proponents say the change is needed to comply with a recent U.S. Supreme Court decision that says sentencing a juvenile to life without parole is unconstitutional. It was brought up during the last legislative session, but never became law. Roberto Vergara was 16 when he got 33 years for robbery and unlawful restraint. He was paroled in 2008 after serving 17 years. He testified before the Connecticut Sentencing Commission that jail changed him for the better.
I discovered books. I started reading. I started educating myself.
He eventually got his GED. But Vergara stressed a parole hearing must be earned.
I believe not everybody should get that chance. But I also know there are a lot of people in there who deserve that chance.
John Clooney says some youth offenders don't deserve parole. In 1993, a 15-year-old murdered his wife and son in Clooney's home.
Now you want to put this kid on the street so he can have a life? So he's going to come out and he's going to have a life and get a job while my son rots in the grave? Do you call that justice?
Thomas Ullman is a public defender in New Haven. He responded to Clooney, saying the proposal mandates that parole eligibility for juveniles be considered on a case-by-case basis.
So I just want to assure you that this is not... This is not a get-out-of-jail-free card.
If passed, the bill would apply retroactively regardless of when inmates were sentenced. According to the state, it saves approximately $30,000 per year to supervise an inmate under parole versus keeping them in jail. Patrick Scahill, WNPR News.